Welcome to episode 56 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Okay, I'm going to start this with a confession. This week's show was actually recorded and put together on the very morning it was supposed to have been scheduled and released to the world. Now, I have no excuses other than the ones you're about to hear, but with my year getting off to such a hectic start and my schedule already testing me, I decided to take myself for a short walk to clear my head and share a few thoughts with you. So, I'm just going to get straight on with it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 56. It's just about 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a really lovely day, actually. There's a blue sky trying to break through some early morning cloud. I say early morning. The sun is coming through the trees here, and it's just really, really nice. Now, in theory, I should be in my office this morning. I should be getting on with this, that, and the other. There's all sorts to be done. But for some reason, this year feels as though it's almost got off to a false start. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I think it's more the fact that I have all these ideas, all these things that I want to get done, things that need to get done. And for some reason, they are getting done. They're just not, it's not going exactly how I would like. And this does happen. To give you some sort of an idea what I'm talking about, those of you who saw my activities up to Christmas, for example, one of the main things, you'll know that I was involved and still am involved with the tour photography for a young man called John Adams, who was on the X Factor TV show here in the UK. And you will have seen, hopefully, that I posted a collection of images from that in the recent work section on the Giles Babbage Photography website. But also, what I had planned to do was actually put a post up on the blog, on the Active Photographer, to talk about those sort of shots. There'll be a link into that collection on the GBP site, and what have you. But as I say, this hasn't happened, and it's not that I've forgotten about it or I'm not intending to. It's just one of those things that's kind of been put, had to be put to one side. For example, the days that I was planning to do that, for example, last week, I had a call, or actually no, it wasn't a call, I was online on Twitter and what have you, and someone happened to mention that there was a new networking group just starting up somewhere locally, in fact at a place called Port Solent here on the south coast of the UK, which those of you who have listened to The Active Photographer for a while will have heard me talking about this in the past, when I've done photography down there, when I've been going there to meet people for coffee or what have you. And one of the things that I am looking to do more this year is get back into networking. Now, of course, we always network. There are always people that we talk to on the internet, on Twitter and Facebook and what have you. But of course, I'm a traditionalist. I like real world networking. I like meeting up with people and talking. Now, I essentially had to drop, well, not drop everything, but I had to reschedule my day or my week to allow me to go to this networking thing. And it was well worth it because there are a number of people that I met, some that I knew and some that are new. And as a result, I've got now other meetings and other places to be going, which is taking up time for the things that I had planned to do. That is the immediate situation. If you're wondering what the sound is, by the way, what I often do, if I find that I am having a bit of a heavy morning, or I can't, for some reason, can't seem to concentrate. Obviously, if I'm out and about shooting, taking pictures with my clients or personal work, what have you, that's fine. It's brilliant. And if I'm tired, chances are you won't know, because I'm just so involved in what I'm doing that it gives me an energy and I'm really happy. But this morning, you know, I've just been so lethargic. And this, as I record this, it's, as I say, it was around about 11 o'clock when I started on the Monday that the podcast is meant to be live. So as a consequence, you guys are going to get this a little bit later in the day. And that's just how it is. But when I'm having these moments, I just often take myself for a little walk. And where I am at the moment, it's, you can hear, I've got all the dry leaves around me. It's one of the several areas which I love walking in locally. This is actually an old Saxon path. Often you'll hear me talking when I'm walking in forest land and what have you. But here I've got farmers' fields around me. I've got all the trees. I've got this path here, and it's lovely. But I actually feel a heck of a lot better. And the reason I wanted to record this today is because, you know, the active photographer is all about all the things that are to do with what I do and how I do it. So if I'm having a sort of a tough week or something, and I'm thinking, what am I going to put out on the podcast this week? If it's not something where I'm shooting, if I'm not on location or coming back from a shoot, I want to share this with you. So that's what I'm doing. And, you know, I feel so much better just for having a few minutes to clear my mind. And yeah, when I get back to the office, I've obviously got to prepare this and upload it. I've also got to do my tax return, which is one of the least exotic parts of being a photographer and what I do. But also what I've got to do is take stock of what I was doing up until the end of last year. And part of that process, and I do this every year, and this is how I've kind of, I say I've slipped, things haven't quite worked out as I'd expected so far this year. Every year I record a sort of looking ahead to the new year. I do a blog post, and I haven't done that yet. Now, I will still do it, but because this year has kind of, the start of the year has taken me a bit by surprise, in a good way, because I've got so much that's, like this morning, I've just entered all these dates and things into my diary. So when I get back to the office today, I'm going to have a day trying to catch up a little bit. I'll do the podcast, I'll do my tax return stuff, send that off to my accountant. But then after that, there are some really, really exciting things lined up. And this is all sorts of things to do with photography and the outdoors. We've got, in the next few months, I've got camping trips coming up. I've just been sent a load more kits to test and review. And that's another thing I've got to do, is actually schedule in some testing time, and also stuff that I have been testing that needs to be written up and put online. We've got the outdoors show at XL in London. Is it XL? Yes, it is XL in London. That's coming up shortly. What else have we got? In fact, that's this week. What else do we have? We have Focus on Imaging coming up in March. I've got to start making preparations now, because already I'm having manufacturers and people contacting me, and it works both ways. I have to speak to them as well and make a few provisional emails and calls to go and talk to people on their stands at Focus on Imaging. If you don't know what Focus on Imaging is, of course there'll be links in the show notes, but Focus on Imaging is a huge photography expo, open to the public. It's designed for the public as well as the trade, and you will see new releases of photography equipment. One of the biggest new releases, which undoubtedly is going to be shown there, is the Nikon D4, which has just in the last week or so been it's been revealed a couple of times. I've seen a number of reports. There's sort of there was a French magazine which leaked the release. There was on Nikon Rumors, which is a good site you might want to check out, a site that, you know, talks about things that might be coming out, new products. They were talking about it, and then Nikon, of course, has followed suit and done the official announcement, so it's all over their website and so forth. So I've got to think about focus on imaging. What else going on? Shoots that I've got to do. Write-ups of recent shoots. I mean, going back a while, you'll remember that I did the shoot with Ewan and Andy, the guys on the trials bikes. And again, those are up in the recent work page on the website, on the GBP website. I want to write up a post about that, just talking about how it was done, the behind the scenes stuff, you know, the lighting setup and what have you. That's got to be done. I've got some stuff to do with video, which is lining up. There's stuff that I'm going to be filming again later this week. That needs, hopefully you can get this idea and the sense that we're only into the, what, second week, is it, of January? And already there is... It's very exciting, and it's really good to be so busy. I've got shoots lined up as well. But there's all this material, all this stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you guys that I have to plan for. And it's just really good. It's just a case that this morning, I just, you know, you just have those days. It's a Monday morning, and I'm very fortunate. I love what I do. I never complain on a Monday morning about what's ahead, and you know, I work for myself, so I don't have a boss to annoy me first thing in the morning and what have you. I lost my train of thought here. Yeah, I love what I do, and I never, if I wake up on a Monday morning and I'm just feeling lethargic or what have you. I mean, this weekend I had some sort of a lot of sort of lifting and shifting stuff around sort of at home and stuff to do, so I'm kind of a little bit weary from that. But if I do feel like that, I don't see any problem in, as I work for myself, I can, it's up to me to organise my time, knowing what needs to be done later in the day or the week. I don't see the problem in giving myself half an hour or whatever time out to go for a little walk. And already, I mean, this has been, well, just about 12 minutes or so. Already, I've got a clearer mind of what I'm going to be doing today and later, and I feel more awake. I was saying this morning earlier how I decided I was going to record this, and I thought, it's going to be one of those recordings where I stand there and it's all this sort of thing and sort of, oh, sorry for yawning. But, you know, I'm actually feeling quite awake now, which is nice for you guys, because I know I've been doing quite a few yawny recordings recently. But it's just really nice. And you can hear, you've got all the birds in the trees. And, you know, it's just that sense that, you know, it's after Christmas. There's no sign of snow at the moment. And it's that kind of, it's a good time to take stock of what you're going to be doing. In terms of photography, I mean, I've talked about behind the scenes stuff and product reviews and all this sort of thing. Going to be building on the stuff that I did last year, and that's really good. But in terms of photography, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a photographer, and the content that I share with you guys is, as I say, to do with my life as a photographer and everything that goes with it. But I love taking pictures. And if I don't give myself these times to go for a little wander, just to give my mind some breathing space, I end up just shooting pictures for other people. I get frustrated because I get caught up with that and I don't find the time to look at, listen to podcasts or check out other people's blogs. And, you know, it was nice in the lead up to Christmas. I was listening to some other photography podcasts, which, again, sort of inspired me to think about my pictures and what have you. But even where I'm stood and walking along here today, I've got, you know, there's just in front of me here, there's this, I don't know what it is, tiny little bird, and I've got some horses in the field, clearly having a lie in because they're all sat on the floor. But this is an area that I want to do some mountain bike photographs later in the year. Don't know when, don't know what the conditions will be like. It would be lovely if there was snow here, because it looks like a little wonderland when the snow hits here. But this little bird has just swooped down into this sort of standing water that's in like a gully. And that's just made me think of a shot that I want to do, you know, using flash. As a lot of you will know, flash freezes movement. And if I've got a bike coming down here, there's a little gully, so I might be able to do some sort of a little jump out of it or something like that. But the flash will freeze the movement of the water splashing, and it'll be really nice. So although I'm technically just going for a little wander, my mind is still working, but in a way that is actually more productive and is creating opportunities. And yeah, I just feel really, really good about it. In terms of the active photographer, in terms of what you're going to see on the site, I won't repeat myself more than what I think I've talked a bit about this in the last sort of couple of weeks. But for example, I am very, very aware that the last few weeks on the site has just been the podcast being uploaded, which I guess is fine. And most of you guys, if you're a regular listener, you won't mind that. It'll be good because you get something out of it, and it's all, you know. Remember, the Active Photographer originally was set up as a podcast site, but then I integrated my then existing blog into it. But for me, again, it's something that kind of sits a little bit, not uneasily. I just kind of feel as though I want to be sharing more content of what I'm doing. And I think half the trouble is I have this idea that the site has to contain quite weighty written articles or picture-heavy articles or that sort of thing. And of course, it doesn't have to be that. And even on my old blog, I didn't do that all the time. I sort of, if I saw a little video that's maybe a 2-minute video that I found interesting and would be of interest to those reading, I'd share that on the blog. So I want to be doing more of that, because I don't want it to turn into a very stale site that just ends up having nothing but a 25 or 20 minute audio piece every Monday. So again, just something to think about. In terms of what I've got with me now, you know, there's this idea that photographers always have to have a camera with them and what have you. I'm not set up to go for a sort of a hike, as it were. I've just got my normal kind of, I've got jeans on, and my shoes are just regular kind of Caramore day-to-day sort of activity shoes or what have you. The most technical thing that I've got with me, I've got my little Canon G9 in my bag there. But I've also got it's a Mountain Equipment Touchstone jacket, which is a really nice Polartec fleece jacket, which it's not something that I'm doing I might get around to doing a sort of a review on it. It's not something that I've been sent. It was actually a present at Christmas, and a very nice one, actually. Really nice technical sort of outdoors jacket, and really comfy. So it's just a really nice start to the day here, and I just wanted to throw down a few thoughts for you. If you are in the creative industries, or if you are just someone who has a routine that keeps you inspired, that keeps you away from having those moments where, not that it all becomes a bit too much, but you know, you kind of beat yourself up because the stuff you know you want to be doing, and even if you know other people are thinking, you know, they're not putting the same pressure on as you yourself are, then let me know, because it's always nice to sort of share those ideas. But yeah, there's not a lot more that I really want to say this morning, because I am very conscious that I have to get back to the office, get this put together and uploaded, and get on with all that planning and all those pictures. And yeah, there's also, What else? Oh, yes, there is going to be shortly a little video coming out. I don't know when exactly. You'll know that with the John Adams tour pictures, the stuff that we shot up until Christmas, and that the tour is about to start continuing again. I'm waiting to hear about the dates specifically. But I was shooting behind the scenes stuff, mainly a few of the songs as John was singing, on a Kodak PlaySport ZX5, which I think I mentioned last week, and I know I've certainly mentioned it in the past. Well, just to give you guys an update, I handed all the footage of that to Tom Kent, my good friend Tom, who is actually John's producer. Tom's also a musician himself, a session musician. And I've seen the kind of the preview, and it looks really, really nice. We're integrating my still shots into the video, as well as there's a soundtrack to it, and it just looks really nice. And the reason I gave it to Tom, as much as I can do, putting a video together, as you know, Tom has the software that allows him, or allows us, I should say, to get the most out of audio. He's got compressing, I don't know, I'm not a musician, but the software that makes sure you get the best out of the music, and it's and that's obviously what we're looking to do. So hopefully in the next week or so we're going to be releasing the video of the tour, some footage to that, and that'll be really good. I'm really looking forward to that. So hopefully you can see there's a lot going on. I know I mentioned last week, I think, that there's lots that I want to be doing, and it's just a case of getting on and doing it. But yeah, bit of an update this morning, bit of a time to stop and think, and clearly I think I need to go back, whack the kettle on, and get myself a nice cup of tea and get on with my day. Like I said, do let me know if you have any tried and tested ways that you find useful for keeping you inspired and productive, because of course I'm always open to ideas. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's always the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the currentphotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at currentphotographer.com/podcast.